Let us pray. On a little hill, in a little city, in the midst of an empire, Christ died. But in so doing, he conquered death, he conquered sin, and he conquered the devil. In so doing, he turned the world upside down. In so doing, he showed us his great love. Let us set our hearts and minds upon that. I pray that it moves us and draws us with desire towards God. And let the words of my lips and the meditations of each one of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. What is love? What can love accomplish? We hear a lot of talk about love. I don't know if we understand what it is, what love really is, because I don't know that we've really seen it to its fullest amount. In the gospel, we encounter the love of God in the face of hate. Even when we were far off, he loved us. 4,000 years ago, God called a man named Abraham out of a little village in Sumer to be his person, who will represent a people with one destiny and one goal, to draw all of humanity to God, because we had moved so far from him, so far that we hated him. We both desire God and we hate him. We both desire the law and we hate it. That is the struggle within us. We want God. We want to be loved. We want and desire to be with God. But God comes with a cost. God is not us. And when we grab a hold of God, things in ourselves have to change. We have to realize that we are not God. And so we hate it. And we try to make another God. Reduce God. Make God something that we can contain and control and keep. This is the issue with humanity. That we want this God, but we want that God to be us. And so we strive against God. We want to be ordered by the law of God. We want structure. We want to be know what's right and wrong. We want peace. But we want it on our terms. Right? We want it the way that we see it. And so when we encounter the law of God, our natural inclination is to hate it. So what Scripture says, that we were enemies of God. So we build gods, we build laws, we build structures, striving for that God, striving to be loved, and completely incapable of accepting the God that is there. And so he called these people to be a sign, to show people who God is, to call the world to him. 4,000 years ago, a story began. A story that builds and leads to here. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of Israel. He is the New Jerusalem. He is the one who has come into this world to show us what love is, to reveal as a human, who God is, He is the Word who lives among us. And so Christ has come to meet us. He has come to show us love. He has come to show us what love can do. Because on the cross, there's only one thing holding him there. There's only one thing that keeps him on that cross. And that is his love for his Father and his love for you and me. It is love that keeps him there. Pilate has no power that God does not give him. He comes in this world and becomes weak and lowers himself because of love. He goes through the communities and teaches and gets driven away. He gets mocked and gets beaten. He gets abandoned by those who he thought loved him because of his love. And after all of this happens to him, what does he say? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Think about that. I don't think I'd be saying that. I don't think that's in me. But it's in him. And it does show some distance between me and him. Doesn't it? Because I don't think Father, forgive him is the words I would use as they were flogging me. As they were dragging me to the cross. To the thief who cries out to him, what does he say? This day you'll be with me in paradise. Think about what kind of God this is. He is on the cross. Again, I don't know about you, but if I've got nails in my hands, I don't really care who you are. Shut up. I'm bad enough when I have a headache. Right? But this is the guy. This is the one who really shows us what love is. His arms stretch wide upon the cross with love stronger than death. Think about it. This is our God. What is love? It's on the cross. What is the power of love? It's on the cross. All these people who think they have so much power and say, all these priests, all these leaders, all these centurions and guards with their weapons, this cross that is built for intimidation. The reason the cross exists is to intimidate people so they will not rebel against the Roman Empire. Basically, 30 years after the death of Christ, when Jerusalem is utterly destroyed, they build crosses from Jerusalem to Rome on the road with Jews crucified on each cross all the way there as a warning of what happens when you rebel. Think about that. On that very item, God redeems us. On the cruelty of hate, God shows his love, transforming the things of Satan to the power of God. This is the cross. And what happens on the cross? What happens? He's staying there for a reason. In the shedding of the blood, he is a sacrifice for us and our sins. And that rebellion, that enmity against God, is broken down. So that we have a place for our desire. A place and a connection to God. On the cross, cruelty and hate are turned against themselves. On the cross, We come to know who God truly is. What an amazing God we have. What an amazing God who has us. Through the cross, we can have a relationship with the Father and become adopted sons and daughters of God. Through the cross, we encounter the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who empowers us in this world, who draws us close and reveals God to us, who forms the church. It is here on the cross. See, the cross, in all its grotesqueness, in the twisted body of our Savior, in agony, the one who will cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Who will say, I thirst? On the cross, he finishes it all. And God takes him. And God will raise him from the dead. This is the power of Good Friday. And the cross is the beauty of God. In Philippians, Paul talks about focusing on these three things: truth, beauty, and goodness. The cross is true. It is the truth of God. So it is the beauty of God, because it is the beauty of the love of God. It is the goodness of God for us. For he has given us something we did not deserve, something that he did not have to give us and did not have to do. But because of his love, he held himself there. He could have come down at any point, but he did not. He could have called his angels and come off that cross. This is the beauty of God. What is love? It is the cross of Christ. How do we love one another? We crucify ourselves. What do I mean by that? In marriage, you have parts of you that have to meet the cross. Right? There are parts of you, the way you thought things were going to be, the way you thought things were going to go, the way you thought people were going to act, going to have to be put on the cross. It's the path of love. In a relationship, in a business relationship, in this church, in acts of service with our children. We have to put it on the cross. What does love look like? It's laying down one's life for another. The cross shows us what love is and how far it goes. It is a Good Friday because he held himself there because of his love for you and for me. And in so doing, he has created union between you and God.
Amen.